The theme for this year's Luther Burbank Rose Parade, celebrating 125 years, that's going to be occurring on Saturday, May 18th. But there is some fear and some skepticism that says that this could be actually the last Rose Parade. Joining us now on the KSRO Live Line is the organizer of the event since 2000, Judy Groverman Walker. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Daniel.
It's a pleasure having you on today. And could you kind of just tell our listeners exactly what is behind this financial strain for the parade?
Well, I think a lot of businesses have been seeing stress on their businesses financially, and the Rose Parade is no exception to that. We are a nonprofit organization, and we rely on the community support to keep us going every year. And 2 years ago, we lost a major sponsor at $25,000 when the Santa Rosa Recycling Company sold to Recology. And then this last year, we had three $5,000 sponsors that were not able to re-up their sponsorship, plus a number of smaller sponsorships. And I think our economy is just struggling, and money's going to different directions, and some of these nonprofit cultural events that are here to celebrate the community are feeling the pain.
What about other donors of the event? Have they managed to step up where the gaps are noticeably happening?
Well, the hard part is that those people, the sponsors that we've had over the past years have been loyal sponsors. We've been very fortunate with our sponsors, and they've been sponsors over the years. It's hard to ask them to give more than they're already giving. What we're hoping is that there's some new sponsors out there that we haven't been able to tap that might be able to come up and help us to keep this tradition going. You know, it's 125 years. There's not a lot of cultural events, community events that have been going for that long. Mm-hmm. It only exists to celebrate the community. It really has no other function other than this event one time a year to come out and celebrate all of what we've done, and gives the kids an opportunity to march if they're in a band, gives the nonprofits an opportunity to come out and show off. It's kind of a unique situation that it would be a shame if this was the last year.
You know, it is a great showing for the event, and I've been there myself, and I've enjoyed every year of covering it. And 125 years, that is a spectacular theme to have for this year as well.
Yes, and you know, we're fortunate this year. Our Grand Marshal is Al Magini, and Al, if you know anybody who knows him, he's pretty amazing. He's going to be 104 this year, and he just is a fabulous Grand Marshal for us to start this year's parade. And we are very excited about this year's parade. We've got some great entries, a lot of enthusiasm. Again, we just need the financial support to keep us going.
Has kind of finances ever gotten in the way of parades in the past?
Yes. And after the 2008 recessions, we struggled because we had a lot of mortgage and home and real estate companies that were our sponsors at the time. So that was actually the time when Santa Rosa Recycling and Collection stepped in and they gave us a big sponsorship, and Henry Trioni stepped in and gave us a big sponsorship. And that was the life the parade needed to continue on at that point. And I think over the years, over 125 years, you know, I know like in the 50s, there were some times of struggle. I know that when the JCs had it at one point, there was some struggle. So I think this happens, mm-hmm. But it takes the community to realize that the city and the county, they're not going to make sure that it continues necessarily, that the community, everybody kind of needs to step up and kind of help if they want to see this continue.
Not that anybody would want this from, you know, just the event of the Rose Parade itself, but have organizers such as yourself considered maybe the possibility of scaling back in order to keep it alive?
We did, and we have. We have not yet this year, but there's a certain amount of expenses you receive no matter what size it is, because there's the street closures that have to occur. There's the expenses that you incur no matter what size it is. So, and it does make it harder to get sponsors if you have less of an event. But in 2008, 2007, one of those years, we did not have a festival at all. We just had a parade. And I think after that is when we started to see more sponsors actually get involved.
What is the absolute latest that, you know, it can be decided whether or not there is going to be a parade in 2020?
We'll know by this year's parade, probably, if we have enough funds to continue for the next year.
Well, I'm definitely pulling for you, Judy, and I hope everything does go to plan at this year's parade. How many people usually do attend?
So we know that there's always, you know, we know how many units are in the parade. So typically there's about 4,000 people that are in the parade. And then we do kind of a guesstimate. Some years bigger, some years smaller. But there's 2 to 3 people probably watching those 4,000 people. So the parade could be anywhere from 12 to, you know, 20,000 people watching the parade. Plus, we broadcast it. It streams live, and then we reshow it. So that way, grandparents and people that may be out of the area can also watch the parade and see their loved ones in it.
And if there are possible donors that are listening that could help, would you accept their donations, and how can they contact you?
So the easiest way would be go to roseparadefestival.com, which is our website. That's roseparadefestival.com. Our phone number's on there. Our email's on there. Information about sponsorship is there. There's a PayPal link. Sponsorships start as low as $100 if you wanted to be a trophy sponsor, and then they go up from there. So there's a lot of opportunity for people to support and get involved.
We'll be sure to post that along our website as well as roadparadefestival.com. Judy, again, thank you very much for talking with us this morning, and I hope to see you out there in the parade in about a month.
Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate the support.
That is Judy Groverman Walker. She is the organizer of the Luther Burbank Rose Parade, celebrating 125 years this year on May 18th.